Hi, everyone. This is Dave Rabbit. This particular podcast should be fun for you and kind of fun for me to kind of relive some of the things. It has to do with the recent trip that myself, my wife Bunny, and our son Jack took on a kind of a business and pleasure trip to California. The original purpose of the trip was to meet with David Zeiger and do my interview for his special edition DVD that comes out Christmas of 2006. And to get together with David, and we've talked for a long time, since February 2006. And it was going to be really kind of fun to meet with him and get together, and we were going to have lunch and also get together and have dinner with his family and my family together. So that was the original intent of the trip. And then right before we kind of went on the trip, our son Jack's birthday, his 19th, is on the 20th of August. So we said, you know, he wants to be a director. He's going to go to college and become a director himself. That this would be kind of a neat trip, and we just kind of make it a vacation slash interview slash birthday present for Jack. And that's kind of how this whole thing came about. So Monday, the 21st of August, we take out from Dallas to California, and we land in Bob Hope Memorial Airport in Burbank, California. It's kind of funny because it's a small airport and you don't have those big city features like we have here in Dallas and I'm sure other places where they, you know, the little extension thing comes right up to the plane and you just walk right off the plane into the airport. They had the ones that roll out like the olden days and you had to kind of step down and go across the tarmac into the airport. And the airport was kind of, you know, it was neat in a way because it was unusual. It was really like walking into a 1950s movie to a degree, although it was modern. And it still was kind of laid back a little bit. Like for the luggage as an example, there's like no carousel. I mean, it's all kind of coming from outside. Along this little track thing that comes down, it's like a horse race track. And people are just standing there along the thing, you know, reaching across each other and whatever, and that was kind of funny. So anyway, we rented a car and then we, decided before we even went to California that we were gonna stay at the Lowe's Hotel in Santa Monica. And the reason why we chose that place is, simply because of the Lowe's reputation, number one. And number two, you know, we wanted a classy place to stay and to enjoy the beach because we were only going to be with David and his family for actually one day of the trip. And the rest of the time, we wanted just to enjoy California. My wife had lived there for a brief period of time when she was younger. I had gone through LAX once during my tours of Vietnam, and I had gone to San Diego once a long time ago back in the 70s for some kind of convention thing when I was in the JC organization. So anyway, Monday we arrive at the hotel. It's an absolutely gorgeous hotel. The folks are really nice, really pleasant. We had a decent room that kind of looked out over the Santa Monica beachfront and, of course, the ocean. And the Santa Monica Pier was really cool. I mean, you know, they had all kinds of neat things there. They had a restaurant called Forrest Gump or Gump Shrimp House. And everything's shrimp. They have no dishes that aren't shrimp. Shrimp burgers, you know, shrimp salad and fried and boiled shrimp. Everything that you can possibly imagine was shrimp. And that was kind of a fun place. But we went out to the end of the pier. There was a Mexican restaurant whose name escapes me. But it's right there on the very end of the pier at Santa Monica. And we went in there and, you know, had some fajitas and, you know, a couple of Coronas and, you know, really had just a pleasant Monday. And And that's really all we pretty much did on Monday, is just kind of just get used to our atmosphere and then, you know, get prepared for the next day, which was the 22nd. And that was the day that we were supposed to go to and see David Zeiger and go to his studio and do our thing with him. So Tuesday came and we got up and hit the California highways, and boy, is that something else. You Californians, if you're listening to this, I got news for you. I mean, I love the ocean. I love the city. I love everything about California, but your traffic sucks. I mean, your traffic sucks. And I'm really going to rant on this traffic situation when I tell you about the trip to Corona that Jack and I did to go to West Coast Customs, but that's another day. Anyway, on Tuesday we go to David Zeiger's house, which is, I'm not going to tell you where it's at, but let's say it's up in the hills, and it's, you know, one of those roads that, I mean, barely one car can get through, much less two cars. And so we go on up this hill, and we finally find his little chateau, and kind of get acclimated to that, meet his wife and his two beautiful daughters, and go to his studio, which is underneath his house there in that area, which it was really kind of cool because, I mean, it's a combination of home slash office slash studio slash whatever, and that's really kind of cool. I really like that about David's house. Anyway, we met David, and David is just absolutely the sweetest, kindest, gentlest person, just full of life and full of joy. And he was everything I knew he would be, having talked to him for several months and emailed for several months. But it was just absolutely a unbelievable experience for me to be with David for that day. We did the interview with a couple of cameras in his studio thing, and it was very interesting. In fact, I promised David that I was going to discuss something that I've never discussed before and will not even hint about on this particular podcast, because you will just have to buy the DVD, the special edition DVD that David is going to have come out Christmas, which is going to contain the special features, which includes yours truly, the Dave Aru, in an interview, a candid interview, and really I discuss, and for the first time ever, tell about the real reason that Radio First Termer in Saigon was created. The real reason, not the ones that you see on the internet, not the ones that I kind of did a little fluff about, but the absolute real reason why Radio First Termer was started and created. So anyway, I'll kind of leave you with that. And we went and had lunch after we got through doing the filming and met with a guy from the Iraq Veterans Against the War Association. His name is Tim. And we went to, like, the California Farmers Market, where it has, you know, a lot of just tons of restaurants and you know, vendors, food vendors of all kinds and whatever. And it was really a lot of fun. And Bunny and Jack and David and Tim and I, we had lunch. And what was really funny was that Jack was out walking around, and he comes back and he says, "Say, Dad, you're not going to believe who's out there." He says, "It's that Shane guy from Survivor." And I said, "You're kidding." He said, "No, he's right out there." So, of course, we get up from lunch and we go out there and meet Shane from Survivor. You know, he was that guy that was playing like he had an iPod with a piece of wood and whatever. And, I mean, he was just really a super nice guy. I mean, I thank him for, you know, allowing us to interfere with his day. And, you know, he was just very, very, very nice about it. And we got some photographs and just had a good time with that. And then after we got through eating lunch, we headed back to David's studio. And Bunny wanted to get cleaned up before dinner, so we headed back to the hotel and got cleaned up. And then we met David and his wife and his daughters at a place called the Beanery. I think it's called the Beanery. It's kind of like a, kind of like a, what's the best way to describe it? A cross between Cheers, Hooters, and some kind of sports bar that you may have in your hometown. You know, I mean, they had like the snack kind of food, but they also had some decent dinners and stuff. And it was kind of funny because, you know, I really consider myself a fairly decent driver if I have a map. So, like, I had a map, had David print out a map in the studio to get to this place. And, of course, you know, I'm looking at the thing trying to drive, and I get off on this road, and there's two parts to this road. It's the north part and the south part. And I guess I just kind of look at it too far, and I got to get off on the south part instead of the north part. And so we're going, and we're going, and we're going. I can't find this next road that we're supposed to hit. So I get on my cell phone, and I call David, and I said, man, I said, I don't know what I've done, but I'm over here by LAX. He went, Dave, you've gone too far, man. He says, you know, you're on the other side of Los Angeles. I went, oh, man. So we made a U-turn, and about, we're supposed to be there and meet them for dinner at 7. We get there at 8 o'clock, so we're like an hour late. His daughters were really sweet because they were about ready to pop me in the chops because I was sitting there, you know, being so late, and they were starving their little buttocks off. But anyway, we had a great dinner, and just really, it really was a lot of fun. And the following day, I called David and thanked him again for his courtesy and allowing us to be a part of his family for that period of time. And it was just really a really fun day. It was really a great day in the Dave Rabbit world. And I can't thank him and his family enough for hosting us. Okay, Wednesday the 23rd, David had told us about a restaurant on Malibu, on the coast, on up the Pacific Coast Highway called Neptune's Net. And we drove up there, absolutely gorgeous, beautiful drive up the Pacific Coast Highway in Malibu. And I mean, we get to Neptune's Net, and it's really, I mean, it's crowded. I mean, it's like a, oh, they've got fried food, and they've got boiled food, the fresh food, and it's kind of like a highway restaurant, but it's kind of out in the open, and it's got some inside as well as outside. But it was really neat. We ordered our food. We sat out there on the kind of like a balcony, if you will, and watched the, you know, cars go up and down the highway, and right across the highway is the ocean. There were surfers coming over and, you know, coming in there and getting drinks and stuff, and it was just really some great food. I mean, you know, it wasn't no 10, but I mean, it was really some very nice food, and we really just enjoyed the hell out of it. And then we were coming back down from Malibu, and we saw Moon Shadow's restaurant, Mel Gibson's famous restaurant where he got all the tanked up with the staff there and did all the racial slurs against the Jews. But that's another day. I'll go into more detail on that. So anyway, we get through doing Neptune's Net and doing the Malibu Beach drive, and we decided we're going to go to Venice Beach. And Venice Beach was really, really fun. It was really a hoot. I mean, there was all kinds of vendors on, you know, sitting there on the street, and there was, you know, chicks with thongs up their cracks and stuff, you know, skating up and down, and about every 10 feet there was an African-American rapper saying, "Hey, brother, you like rap? Listen to this." You know, and they'd be putting the headphones up to your ears, and, you know, you would listen to their rap music. And they were selling it like for $10, you know, which is really not a bad price at all. Dr. Moe would really have got a nut because, I mean, it was just amazing music that was right there up and down Venice Beach. And we had a good time doing that. We bought some shirts, and one of the best shirts were the takeoff on the movie Meet the Fockers. And it said, "Meet the Fuckers," and it has George Bush and Cheney and, I think, somebody else. I can't remember now. That 58-year-old memory's kicking in again. So sometimes I can remember shit and sometimes I can't. So anyway, it was really just a fun day. You know, the whole day was just really a nice day. Now, this was the first day, actually it's the second day, that we had no hot water at the Lowe's because they were having boiler problems from the 5th to the 8th floor. And, of course, the Rabbit family only goes first class. So we were at the very top floor. And, I mean, we had no hot water. And the air conditioning, you know, I mean, on the coast is really very nice and very cool. You really don't really need an air conditioner. But, you know, we're so, you know, being Texans, we're so used to, you know, having the air conditioning down to like 30, you know, and having five blankets on top of us. We just like sleeping cold. So it was okay, but it wasn't that swift. But the hot water was really a bitch, you know. I mean, it really lent itself to some bitching and moaning by all of us, which actually helped us a great deal because the rooms were like $484 and we got them for like $170 a night because we had no hot water. We bitched and moaned and raised hell so much. But anyway, that had nothing to do with the staff. The staff at Deloitte was absolutely fantastic. You can't say enough about those guys. Okay, that brings us up to Thursday the 24th. And, of course, you can't go to California, especially with a woman, without going to Rodeo Drive, or as you rednecks call it, Rodeo Drive. And that was in Beverly Hills. And we went over there and had lunch on Rodeo Drive at one of the restaurants there. And, I mean, it was really nice. I mean, there are three of us. And, I mean, we didn't have expensive dishes. I had, like, a steak sandwich kind of thing with all kinds of, you know, off the wall shit that Californians must love. And three of us had those, and we had three iced teas, and it was $100. yeah, for $100, babe. You know, I used to get, you know, a night out with four or five whores in Saigon. Anyway, so we do the Rodeo Drive thing in Beverly Hills, and it was really a lot of fun. We went and did some of the shops, and my wife, of course, went in there and, you know, got some different things. It wasn't extremely expensive. Got us some belts and some sunglasses and that kind of stuff. And, you know, we really just had a nice time. And what was really funny is seeing the Beverly Hills Police Department cars. And, of course, I had flashbacks from Beverly Hills Cop movie with Eddie Murphy talking about how their back seat was cleaner than his apartment. I got a sneak peek into one of them. And, I mean, it's amazing. And the Beverly Hills Police Department is absolutely unbelievable. I mean, it's like you're going into a huge church somewhere or maybe you know, some mausoleum or something. I mean, it doesn't even look like a damn police department. So, anyway, that was a fun day. You know, Thursday was a really fun day, and we really had a lot of fun. And that night, we had gotten tickets to go see the Craig Ferguson show from the Late Late Show, the one that's right after David Letterman. And we got to sit right down front in the taping. And we actually taped two shows, Thursday the 24th and Friday the 25th. So it's really kind of funny because we had to sit there and, you know, yell and scream and all this other stuff. And there was a couple of funny things that were really neat. One of them was Danny Bonaducci, from the old Partridge Family days. He was there. And he and, Craig Ferguson were doing this kind of a shtick together talking about his new restaurant that's nothing but penguins. And I thought, well, boy, yeah, that's really funny. You know, these guys really have memories like iron traps because I couldn't remember all that shit. And then I start looking over to my left, and I can see they've got these little monitors. And all this stuff between them was scripted. It said, you know, Craig, and then it had whatever Craig's supposed to say, and then it had Danny and whatever Danny's supposed to say. So we got to see them. And then there was a couple of other actors that were there. One black actor that I don't remember his name, but he's doing that new movie that just came out called Idlewild or Idle something or other. And, you know, it was really kind of fun to sit there and see how they do everything. And it was really interesting because there was a comedian that was supposed to be there on Thursday the 24th, And we had to act like, and Craig Ferguson had to kind of say, and here he is, and he had his arm out to the right, and, you know, and there was nobody there, you know. The guy had come in earlier in the day, used their backdrop, and did his comedy stuff, and the live audience was actually the ones that were laughing, and they were using our laugh track for this guy, even though he physically wasn't there when we did the taping. And then there was a band that was supposed to show also, or not supposed to show, but was on one of the shows, I guess the Friday show. And they, we did, like, call clap for them and all that stuff. And then they had one band that was there that we physically saw that was on the Thursday night show of the 24th of August. And these guys were, like, from, I don't know, Ireland or someplace. And they were really great. They were really great. And I always wondered how, you know, if fans, when they do like the David Letterman show or some of the other shows, if they play live or if they, you know, do that lip sync crap. And they actually played live. It was just like being in a stadium. In fact, my wife complained that, you know, it was really louder in hell. And it really was. But when we watched the show playback that Thursday night, it sounded really good. So I guess they adjusted, you know, in the control room somehow. So anyway, that was a great Thursday night. We just had a lot of fun. Then Friday we decided that we're going to go back out to Malibu and eat at Mel Gibson's restaurant, Moon Shadows, which is on in Malibu. And it was really a great restaurant. I mean, the food was, you know, kind of like the one I told you about at Neptune's Net. I mean, you know, it was good food. It was, you know, but it wasn't like a 10 for me. But it was really good food. But the neat thing is that you're looking out over, you're sitting there eating in it, and the waves are crashing underneath you against the bank and stuff. And that was really kind of neat. And what was really funny is I overheard a conversation with one of the bartenders saying that he was not under any circumstance going to do a lie detector test, which I guess had to do with Mel Gibson, because he was saying that, you know, that he was not going to testify against Mel or whatever. And I guess that had to do with how much liquor he was served or something like that. Anyway, that afternoon, Jack and I decided that we were going to go to West Coast Customs, where I'm sure if anybody watches MTV, have seen the show Pimp My Ride. And West Coast Customs in Corona, California is where that was done. And we wanted to go there. And so we had the consigliere print us out a map and stuff. And he said, you know, it's about a 59-minute, you know, trip, you know, with little or no traffic. And I said, okay, well, what do you think it'll, you know, how long it'll think it'll take us to get there, you know, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon? He said, you know, it may take you, you know, a little, you know, an hour and a half or whatever. And I said, okay, fine. So we kind of really prepared ourselves for that. So we jump in the rental car at 2 o'clock and hit the highways. And we're talking about Interstate 10 in California. I think 101, we went out 101 and we went out 91 and 10 and 5. I think we hit all those. And we left Santa Monica at 2 p.m. We arrive in the parking lot of West Coast Customs at 5:30 that same afternoon. 3.5 hours it takes us to go little less than 58 miles. 3.5 hours. And this is where I'm going to rant about the fucking California traffic. Listen, you Californians, I mean, I really love you guys. I mean, you know, we got treated with nothing but just kindness and respect, and a lot of people that we came across actually knew who the hell I was, which that was kind of fun. But your fucking traffic, I mean, God damn, was unbelievable. I'm not kidding you. Shit. 3.5 hours ago, 58 miles. It was fucking, I mean, we got to a point, my son Jack and I got to a point where, you know, if we had had a revolver, we would have put ourselves out of our misery. You know, the only thing that was salvageable of that trip was when we got into the parking lot of West Coast Customs and saw some of the cars out there, including one that's like a it kind of looks like that big ass, oh, what the hell's that big-ass truck that runs over cars and shit at these shows and stuff? You know, it got these tires as big as a house and shit. They had one of those out there, and I mean, it was unbelievable. What a magnificent custom job these guys at West Coast Customs did. Unbelievable. And we got to go inside, and Jack got to meet a lot of the guys that were the ones that were in the show itself, and he had a lot of fun doing that. So then on the trip back, it only took us an hour to get back. 3.5 to get there, an hour to get back, and that's because everybody was heading their ass out of town on Friday going to Vegas, I guess. I don't know. But it was kind of a decent day, and then that night we went and had dinner at a place on the Santa Monica Pier called the Lobster House, or the Lobster, I guess is what they call it. And it was really kind of fun, but, you know, it's kind of a ripoff. Now, like here in Dallas as an example, when you go into a restaurant, you get a lobster, and, you know, they bring you the lobster tail, okay? So, I mean, it's not like you're sitting there paying for the claws and paying for the head and all this other shit. You know, you get a 2-pound lobster, you're getting the 2-pound from the tail. Well, that's not the way they do it in California. In California, you order a 2-pound lobster, and you get a 2-pound lobster. They take a live lobster, they, you know, chunk it into the hot water and boil the son of a bitch and bring it out to you. And out of that 2 pounds, which was like $40, there was about 4 ounces of actual lobster meat. So, you know, I mean, if we hadn't had an appetizer, you know, it would have been ridiculous because there just wasn't that much to it. But anyway, you know, I mean, to go out and do that and just to enjoy that and to have the ocean, you know, view and everything and be able to look at the pier. And of course, on the Santa Monica Pier, they've got like a concert going on out there on the pier. And they've got this kind of like a Six Flags kind of thing out there on the pier with, you know, Ferris wheel and a roller coaster and, you know, all these little different game things. I mean, it was just really a neat, neat experience. So, I mean, we really had a fabulous time out there on the pier. Okay, now we come to Saturday. And Saturday, you know, I guess Saturday was going to kind of indicate how everything was kind of going to kind of go and had gone the week at the Lowe's. As I said before, you know, the Lowe's folks, the concierge, you know, all the guys in the valet area, the luggage guys, and, you know, the hotel staff, and even the hotel manager, I mean, they were all very kind to us. They were all very nice, and they really treated us first class, and, you know, I mean, the water thing was really ridiculous. One day, I don't know which day it was, but we called down and said, hey, we don't have any hot water. And the lady at the front desk tells Bunny, my wife, listen, you could just go down there to the spa, you know. And, of course, she's kidding, but, you know, I mean, when my wife wants to go take a shower, she's not in really a humorous mood when there's no hot water. And this broad telling her to go down to the spa didn't exactly go down too well. So, anyway, Saturday kind of is a culmination of this kind of a highway to hell trip on the hotel part. We decide Saturday we're going to kind of really kind of extend ourselves and go out and see some things. We did on the previous night go down to Hollywood Boulevard and go down to Man's Chinese Theater and see all the stars that are on the concrete. And we had pictures taken with oh, that stupid little Chucky, you know, the little thing, the little midget that has the has a knife that's always killing people. He was down there. It was actually a midget in a Chucky outfit. And they had Spider-Man. They had, you know, the Blues Brothers down there. A Michael Jackson guy that really reeked. But it was kind of a fun thing, you know. People were going around flashing photos and stuff. And it was a fun time. But Saturday, we decided we were going to go down there again, and we wanted to take a picture of the Hollywood sign. So we made our way up through the hills, up through these little narrow roads. And, I mean, I got some really neat close photographs of the Hollywood sign, which is kind of fun. We also had read and heard so much about a hot dog stand that started in 1939 called Pink's, which is on La Brea. And we went to Pink's, and my wife said, you know, I want a hot dog. We've heard all this stuff about it. I want you to get me a hot dog. I said, fine. So we're standing there, and I mean, honest to God truth, we are, I'm standing there for an hour. There's a line going down the block to get a fucking hot dog. But once I got here, it was really neat. You have thousands of different ways that you can get a hot dog. You know, they had Mel Gibson hot dog, which was, you know, no kosher beef. And, you know, I mean, they had all kinds of different things. But anyway, once she got the hot dog and ate it, I mean, she said it tasted the same as, you know, the State Fair of Texas hot dogs that we get when we have the State Fair here in Dallas in October. So, but it was kind of fun. They had a lot of movie star pictures up and different things that they had. It was just kind of a fun place to go and get some photos of. And then on the way home, we decided we were going to go down Sunset Boulevard. And just some absolutely gorgeous landscape and beautiful homes and that kind of stuff. And really had a good time there. Now, what I failed to tell you about in this little trip is that Friday night when we get back from dinner, my wife's got some new shoes on, and we're in the lobby of the hotel, and she kind of trips off her new shoes, and I think she sprains her ankle, and, you know, she said, you know, well, you know, I don't know, my ankle's really bothering me, whatever. So Saturday, before we did the Pink's trip and the Hollywood sign and Sunset Boulevard, I had to take her to a local Santa Monica doctor to have them look at her foot, you know, take an x-ray or whatever. And it turns out that her foot is broken. It's broken. You know, right across, right up above where all her toes are, it's broken. Not vertically, but horizontally across the foot. And, you know, I'm going, oh, great. You know, that just, you know, that's just par for the fucking course for the rabbit family, you know. And I thought, you know, shit, it can't get much worse than this. So, like I said, we did the Pink's thing, the Hollywood sign saying the Sunset Boulevard thing, etc. Sunday morning, you know, we got up like the crack of dawn. And because our flight was like 8 o'clock, but we had to drive from Santa Monica back to the rental car place and all this bullshit to get to the airport. Then we had to take that little shuttle bus and whatever. So, you know, I didn't want us to get too close on time. So we got up at like at 4 o'clock in the morning. Well, unbeknownst to me, my wife said she made an announcement about it, but it was evidently one of those announcements that, you know, wives make that husbands, you know, it goes in one ear and out the other, because I never heard the announcement. Jack and Bunny both wear contacts, and Jack didn't bring his contact case. So Bunny says, you know, well, here, you can have the contact case, and what I'll do is I'll just put my contacts in this little glass here on the sink. And, you know, she had put their little contact solution in there, you know, maybe a little, like a quarter inch. So anyway, Sunday morning, I'm in the bathroom, first one in the bathroom to take a PTA bath. And of course, anybody that doesn't know what PTA bath means, that means it's, of course, it's for the female now. That's the only way I know it is the PTA bath. Pussy tits and armpits, where you take a washcloth and just kind of, you know, rinse off, because we didn't have any hot water still. So, I'm brushing my teeth and whatever, and, I take vitamins every day, just to help my memory. You've seen how marvelous it works, because I can't remember a fucking thing. So anyway, I put some water into this glass and fill it up and take my vitamins and chunk down the water. And about the fourth or fifth gulp, I realize that something is going down my throat that's not a vitamin. And I find out that it's my wife's contact lenses that I've just now swallowed. And, of course, you know, I'm screaming, cursing, yelling in the bathroom, and my wife says, "What's going on?" I said, "I've just swallowed your contacts." And so then Jack and Bunny just think that's hilarious, and they're laughing their asses off. And then Jack says something to the effect of, "Well, Dad," he says, "now, you know, when someone says you can't see shit, you can tell them you have contacts." I wanted to slap the shit out of him. But it was kind of a funny line. So anyway, yeah, I swallowed her contacts. Now, Sunday morning, here we are. We're going to get back to the airport. Bunny has crutches now, and she's never been on crutches in her life, so you can see, you already know how funny this is going to be, her trying to, you know, make her way. Takes us forever to get where we need to go. Well, then when we get to the Bob Hope Airport, well, Christ, you know, as I told you at the very beginning of this podcast, they have these rolling stairs. Well, Karen, my wife, Bunny, she just didn't want to, you know, run the risk of damaging her foot because they told her to stay off of it. She didn't want to run the risk, so she said, there's no way I can go up those stairs. So we told the American Airlines people, they said, okay, well, that's okay. We have a crane that we can lift her up to the plane on. And I'm going, what? He says, yeah, we have a crane that we can put her up there on the plane. And there was another broad that had a wheelchair or whatever. So we said, okay, yeah, fine, whatever. So anyway, they put the people on the plane that could walk up the stairs, then they moved the stairs away, and then they brought this device. It's kind of, I don't know if you've ever seen these movies where they put this strap around these cows and they lift them up and their, you know, their front paws or whatever the hell the cows have, hoofs, are hanging over to the front and their hoofs are hanging off the back. Well, it wasn't quite that bad. It was kind of like a platform that you might see in malls or something where they change light bulbs out that lifts them all the way up. So anyway, to make a long story short, they finally crank her up to the level of the plane, and we get in. So she gets in the plane. Of course, the airplane passengers are applauding because they're bitching and raising hell because we're like delayed 10 minutes waiting for these two cripples to get on the plane. One of them I just happen to be married to. Which, you know, that went over like a turd in a punch bowl when everybody started applauding. You'd have to know my wife, Bunny. She just doesn't think that was funny at all. She didn't shoot him the finger, but she really wanted to. So anyway, 3 hour back to Dallas, and we got back home. And, you know, the thing I really hate about trips is all the unopened mail and stuff. So we had to deal with all that stuff. But anyway, we had a great time. Other than not having any hot water, we had a fabulous time with our California brothers and sisters. Had some great meals. Had some absolutely beautiful scenery that we saw. Got to be as close as we're ever going to come to Hollywood, unless these movie people get a grip on, you know, what I want to do on a movie about my life. So anyway, we had a great time, and I just want to thank all the people in California, all the staff of the Lowe's Hotel, the fabulous David Zeiger and his family, the friends of the Hotel California that I made over the last several days that we were there. And American Airlines for actually getting us to and from and not crashing the plane. That was a real highlight after seeing some of the things that happened when we got back home. Anyway, that's the California trip, and I hope you enjoy this little rant, kind of rant, combination rant and combination Reader's Digest trip itinerary thing that I'm doing. And hope everybody enjoyed some of the things and some of the tour things that I mentioned. If you ever get out to California, the Santa Monica Pier is absolutely four rabbits up. The Pacific Coast Highway Drive, the Malibu Drive, all those were just absolutely fantastic. Really love the Beverly Hills Rodeo scenario. That's really just amazing. And like I said, to all the Californians out there that are fans of the show, I want to thank you for your hospitality while we were there. And again, my final thank you to David Zeiger, Sir No Sir, and his family for being the catalyst for us to even arrive in California and spend the week there. Well, I guess that's all I've got to say about this particular thing. If you'd like more fun audio or video, please visit my homepage at www.radiofirstturmer.com.V as in Victor, N as in Nancy. Or go to my official podcast network home of www.daverabbit.podomatic.com. So until next time, another trip or something else that I see in the world that just happens to piss me off, this is your brother Dave Rabbit. Peace, my brothers and sisters. Peace.